Thanks for listening to today's Real Estate for Breakfast podcast. I would now like to tell you a brief story about how things are never so unbelievable. The other day, I came across a well-known seafood restaurant's display ad for Maryland crab cakes. The image of golden brown crab cakes garnished with parsley was placed alongside a dollop of creamy tartar sauce. The crab cakes looked quite enticing on a summer's day. The background of the ad read, "Crab cakes made from real Atlantic crab asterisk." The small asterisk at the end of the sentence caught my eye and referred me to the bottom of the ad. There, in 8 font type, it read, "Crab cakes made with imitation crab meat." I paused briefly and thought the ad was a joke. Sadly, it was not. These days, not everything is as it seems. I had this revelation again after watching a stunning documentary recently on Netflix, Treasure from the Wreck Unbelievable. It is a gripping chronicle about a salvage operation of an ancient Roman shipwreck found off the East African coast. Most of the coverage concerned the retrieval of hundreds of magnificent and ancient artifacts. The project was underwritten entirely by European artist Damien Hirst, who, according to Guinness World Records, is one of the richest artists in history. According to Guinness, in 2007, Hirst auctioned his art piece, a diamond-encrusted skull, at Sotheby's, fetching $200 million. When deep-sea treasure hunters spotted the ancient shipwreck Unbelievable at the bottom of the Indian Ocean, Hirst decided to bankroll the entire $65 million expedition. Ancient legend has it that the Unbelievable was a colossal ship that belonged to a former Roman slave, Amotan, almost 2,000 years ago. It was said that after he became a free and wealthy man, Amotan committed himself to sailing the world to collect only the most extraordinary pieces of artwork and sculpture as a dedication to the Sun Temple. Once Amotan had filled Unbelievable's gigantic hulls with an unimaginable bounty, he and his crew headed to the temple, when they unfortunately ran their ship into a massive storm, never to be heard from again. The Unbelievable was lost at sea for over 2,000 years, until a professor of archaeology confirmed her findings live on camera that the wreck found in 2008 was indeed the Unbelievable. According to The Guardian, the rest of the documentary is devoted to the retrieval of Amotan's forgotten treasures, now eroded and transformed almost beyond recognition by coral, barnacles, and other accretions of the sea. Divers and crew used cranes to lift the artifacts up from the seabed. They uncovered sculptures of gold, ivory, or onyx, and other precious materials depicting such things as pharaohs, golden cows and monkeys, sun disks, mythic creatures, gods and goddesses. As they set each piece onto the salvage deck, the film followed the archaeologists as they cleaned and transformed centuries-old coral and silt-encrusted blobs to their original state. They then showed the pieces as they are displayed in an 80,000-square-foot museum in Venice, Italy. Each artifact is more stunning than the next. I was amazed. I called my wife Shelley over from another room to take a look at the fantastic finds, and then we see on one of the museum pedestals, a sculpture depicting a partially coral-encrusted, spoiler alert, Walt Disney with Mickey Mouse. Huh? Then one of the pharaoh busts looks a lot like Pharrell, the rapper. The face on the beautiful sun disc retrieved earlier now bears a resemblance to pop singer Rihanna. Shelley and I stopped to look at each other as if to ask, is this a joke? She commented that the golden statue of a monkey can't be real because it was holding a golden ear of corn. Corn was exclusive to the Americas, she quipped, and then walked out of the room. I immediately stopped the movie to look again at the Netflix description of Unbelievable. Netflix categorized Unbelievable as a documentary, but buried in the movie description, it mentions that it really is a mockumentary. Unbelievable was a stunning hoax. I was a bit disappointed at first, but the movie title alone should have made it obvious. From the type of work that I do, I should have known that things are not always as they seem, that things are never so unbelievable. Dedicated to your success, Edna David Sowell.